AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
Having chosen to hold on to our women, Hamas will now take the mother of all thumpings.
An Israeli government spokesman says Hamas is to blame for violating the terms of a truce that could have led to a continued pause in fighting and additional prisoner exchanges. Hamas blames Israel, which opened fire in southern Gaza less than an hour after the talks to extend the truce broke apart. More hostages were released last night, but Israel says it wants back the approximately 150 still held captive. Congress today votes on a resolution to expel New York Republican George Santos for allegedly stealing from donors and lying to investigators. He faces some 24 federal charges. A terse debate last night on the Fox News channel between Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and California's Democratic governor Gavin Newsom, who's considered a future presidential candidate. DeSantis says Newsom's no different than the current administration.
He thinks Biden and Harris have done a great job. He thinks the economy is working because of their policies.
And Newsom slapped back on immigration.
You're trolling folks and trying to find migrants to play political games, to try to get some news and attention so you can out-Trump Trump. And by the way, how's that going for you, Ron?
A suspect will appear in court today accused of driving drunk and killing two Nevada state troopers on a highway. Vice President Kamala Harris will represent the U.S. at the COP28 UN Climate Summit. She'll be trying to demonstrate U.S. environmental leadership while also discussing the Israel-Hamas war. On the National Mall last night, President Biden helped light the national Christmas tree.
All right, you got it.
Merry Christmas,
everybody! Merry Christmas, everybody!
This is AP News. The Me Too movement helped women report allegations of sexual assault, but for men, it's been more difficult. Our Donna Warder has one man's story.
Sam Schultz, an aspiring opera singer, was 23 years old when the sexual assault happened after a cast party, after Schultz was handed a drink.
I am now mourning the person who went to the opera that night.
Schultz, now 37, didn't report the crime to police until 2018, when the Me Too movement provided comfort in making a report. The two male attackers eventually pled guilty and received probation. In the study published in Behavioral Sciences, 4 of 5 men in general who reported assaults regretted doing so, saying police were often unsympathetic and disinterested. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.